Gift for Auntie Nga by Don Long. Illustrated by Judith Kunsley. Mom, said Kitty one day, I want to take something special to give to Auntie Nga when we go to Rarotonga. Like a photo? Asked Mum. She liked the photos we sent for her birthday. No, not photos, said Kitty. Something special. I want to give her our quilt. Oh, said Mum. She kept on washing the dishes. Kitty dried them and put them away. On Monday nights, Kitty and Mum went to sew their tīvaiwai. Their first quilt was almost finished. It was green and red and blue. Mum was on the last flower, and Kitty was helping with the leaves. It had taken them a long time. At the next tīvaiwai night, Kitty's mum told everyone, when we go to Rarotonga next month, we want to give our tīvaiwai to Auntie Nga. The other mums and grandmas looked at Mum in surprise. They knew how special the quilt was to Mum and Kitty. But Auntie Nga was special too. The next month, Kitty and her family flew to Rarotonga. The plane landed in the middle of the night. There were so many people waiting to meet them. Cousins, aunties, uncles. Dad ended up in one car and Mum in another. You just stick with me, Auntie Nga told Kitty. Kitty woke up early the next morning. She tiptoed outside, past Mum and Dad sleeping in the next room. And there, at the bottom of the garden, was the beach. A shell crawled past Kitty's feet. A hermit crab was hiding inside. I'll show you my favourite spot, said a gentle voice behind Kitty. It was Auntie Nga. The weather was so hot. Kitty went for a swim every day. Some of the fish could sting. Auntie Nga showed her the ones to look out for. One Saturday, everyone went to a hall. Some relations from another island were staying in Rarotonga on their way to New Zealand. It was nearly time for Kitty's family to leave too. Everyone brought food. The minister said grace, and then Auntie Nga helped Kitty choose some foods she hadn't tried before. Then the singing started, and the dancing. Dad was so good at it. But the speeches were sad. The other family were shifting to Auckland. Auntie Nga wiped big tears from her eyes. Just like your dad, so far away. Dad looked at Kitty. She nodded. The package was under her chair. Mum squeezed her hand. Mum was ready too. Dad got up to speak. We're going back to New Zealand too. Who knows when we'll be back? Everyone was quiet. Everyone was listening. When Mama died, you sent us a quilt. Now we've brought one back. Mum helped Kitty unwrap it. They carried it over to Auntie Nga. Kitty and I made it together, said Mum. It's not as big as the one you sent, but every stitch is filled with love. Then she burst into tears and threw her arms around Auntie Ngā. Everyone was silent. Then Dad started to sing. He sang Grandma's song, a song he'd taught to Kitty. Then another voice joined in, and another. Soon, everyone was singing Grandma's song. Everyone was happy and sad, all at the same time. "Oh, Kitty," said Auntie Ngā on the last morning, "you're going to be so far away." She gathered Kitty up in a big, squeezy hug. "But your quilt will help to keep you close to me, as close as you are to me right now." She put Kitty down. "Now, go and get your mum and dad. The food is ready. Let's sit down and eat together, and then they can take you back to New Zealand."